Welcome to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt. Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
Everybody was Facebook fighting. They were mean and frightening. The insults were fast like lightning. 'Cause everybody was Facebook fighting. Yeah!
93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. This is called Facebook Fighting. If you go to your Facebook feed at any day now, at any time, you will find a fight breaking out on Facebook.
Oh, they're the best.
Yeah. We've been looking around and we've been finding them, and so that's why we started doing Facebook Fighting. And in fact, this is between Sierra and Jim, and we also have Ashley and Sharon. So we have a mom, a dad, a girl, and a friend all on this
one. Wow.
So we have, this is a big one. So Aaron, we're going to need you to be in on the show here this morning. To be not only Ashley, but also Sharon.
Two girls.
Yeah, so you'll be an older lady, because Sharon's an older lady mom, and then I believe that Ashley is probably a younger girl that's friends with Sierra. So you have to have a dynamic range today of female voices.
I can do that.
All right, so you'll
be those
two.
It's weird how I'm not playing the old mom.
You're young on the inside.
Oh, yeah. That's so nice, well, but kind of not at the same time.
That's one of those compliments that turns
into
not
a compliment. It's a backhanded
compliment,
yes.
I'll be the dad, since I am a dad, and you'll be Sierra, Krista, so me and you will be fighting here.
Oh, good.
Here's the good news. They've actually, Sierra and Jim, have agreed to be on our show to try to hash these things out and see if they can't come to some resolve after this whole thing is over. But right now, we're going to read the actual fight that is living on Facebook right now. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Now that I finally know what metals I'm allergic to, I decided to go on a spontaneous adventure and get 5 piercings.
Whoa.
Both my ears, my nose, this super cool septum piercing, and one that I'm not going to show online. Thanks, Ash, for coming with me and getting your nose pierced. Heart emoji.
Oh my God, I love it so much. I'm like totally scared of needles. Thanks for being brave for the both of us, Sierra. Heart emoji, heart emoji, heart emoji.
As your dad, Sierra, I would have preferred you go on a spontaneous job search.
I have one, Dad. Cheers. Eye roll emoji.
Well, in the real world, Sierra, working part-time at a video game store isn't a job. Eye roll emoji right back to you. I think you're just acting like a bum, and you need to get a real job with responsibility. Ugh. So, take out those facial piercings, stop smoking the doobage, and grow up a little bit.
Whatever.
Oh, Jim, give Sierra a break. She's just young and trying to live her life. You remember what crazy things you and me used to get up to back in college?
Yeah, gross.
I don't think our parents would have approved if they found out what we got up to. Although, I am concerned where this other piercing is.
Mom! God, that's super gross. You know, there is such a thing as telling people too much. Both of you shouldn't be able to judge me just because I smoke and actually enjoy my life like you guys.
Look, I'm not going to apologize for being concerned about your future, Sierra, because I guess I'm the only one. Sharon, you're a drop-dead foxy mama.
Ugh.
But being an adult is hard work, and I just want Sierra to be prepared. You know that. We aren't going to be around forever, and she needs to be ready.
Aw, oh, you're my handsome hunky guy too, Jim. I understand. Love you.
Oh my God, will you two shut up? I mean, this is literally the most embarrassing thing ever. I just wanted to talk about my piercings, and you guys won't stop being hard asses about everything. It's my life. Stay the hell out of it.
Listen, Sierra, I just want to be the best for you because I love you, and it's my job. I'm sorry if you don't like hearing those things. Then too bad, you know what? Because I care.
Well, I don't care, Dad. I mean, this is so dumb.
And that's how every conversation with a teenage girl usually ends with her father. And here's the good news. It doesn't have to end there. Let's talk to Sierra first. Hi, good morning, Sierra.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, honey.
Thanks for agreeing to do this Facebook fighting. We saw the Facebook kind of between your dad and you living out on Facebook and then your mom.
Yeah, right.
So that's probably a little embarrassing.
Yeah,
Like, incredibly embarrassing. Like, not only are they blocked, but I deleted all of their comments. Like, they totally interfered on my personal space. When we became friends on Facebook, it was under the understanding that they would just, like, look and see what's going on, not that they would actually comment and become part of my life there. It's, like, so dumb.
Yeah.
Well, you know, pardon me for wanting to spend, you know, see my daughter, see some pictures of her, take up with her life. You know, she didn't tell me anything anymore.
Okay, yeah, that part is fine. But what you wrote and the dumb, stupid conversation you had with Mom after was so embarrassing. Like, what the hell, Dad?
So,
honey, I know this may shock you, all right, but I'm a grown man, and I make my own money. I support the family, which includes you. I can comment or say anything I want to.
That's right, Dad.
Okay, but whatever. Great, you're my dad, money, blah, 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 blah. Like, whatever. It doesn't mean you can just comment, like, stupid, ridiculous things and try to control my life via social media.
Yeah. Sarah, did any of your friends say anything to you after seeing this on Facebook? I mean, was there anybody say anything?
Yeah, like, people, like, were, like, laughing, like, what the hell's wrong with your parents? And, like, just thought it was funny, and I was super embarrassing. Like, I can go, my friends go get piercings, and their parents don't comment stupid things. Like, if anything, they're supportive about it. Like, why can't my parents be like that, too?
Yeah,
like, everybody does this, and I'm not the only one getting piercings. It's, like, ridiculous.
You know what, Sierra? I'll tell you what. I was in high school just like you. I know you know that. You know the kids who are now living, doing the same job they did in high school and not making money, not having families? Those are the kids that had nose piercings. Those are the kids who had parents who appreciated the nose piercing and supported them.
Okay, but that's like a super generalization, Dad. Come on. Like, let's be real. We live in the modern world. It's not like the old times, like when you were in high school. People can get piercings now and express themselves artistically through piercings or tattoos or whatever. It has nothing to do with what they are like as people.
The old times.
Honey, the real world is going to come crashing down on you so soon, and I just don't want you to be crushed under the weight
of it. Real world? Oh, come on. I'm in the real world already, Dad. I have a job. I'm working. I'm making money for myself, and I'm figuring things out. That's what people do. I don't have to have everything figured out right now.
A part-time job talking to video game nerds all day is not the real world.
It is, right? Yeah, it is, actually, Dad. What is it, then? Oh, a fake world? What am I doing? Not having a job and making money? I can show you my paychecks. They're real.
Honey, how about you describe to all these nice people what you did yesterday at work, huh? What's your usual day consist of?
Okay,
well, wow. I sell video games, Dad. It's like, I'm a salesperson. Like, that's a job so many people have. I'm out of college. They're figuring things out. I need to figure out what I want to do, and that's what I'm doing to make money and kill time. You should be proud. Woo! Some people sit around and bum around at home with their parents. I don't do that. At least I have a job.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Girl, okay. I think she needs to go into law.
I am proud of you. All right? I don't want that to go away. I am proud of you. I just worry about you, Zal. Take the nose piercing out of your ear, for God's sakes. Come on.
Well, why? Why? What does that mean? What does that mean to do? What will that fix? I'm still me. It's just a piercing. It's just an expression. It just looks good. I like it. Everybody gets them. It's not weird or out of the... Not that. It's just.
Okay.
What do you want to do? Like, well, it doesn't mean anything. What do you think it means?
Oh, don't
do you think
even
it
means try like to a get terrible into person this.
Now? Is that what you think?
Well, Sarah,
that I'm going to be a bum because of that?
Trying to break it. Sierra. You Adorable. Do know that your dad, I mean, he loves you, and he just wants the best for you, and he thinks that all the piercings and the smoke and the weed stuff is probably not good for you.
It could hinder.
Okay, but he's wrong.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes things are black and white, and he's wrong right now.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, dads and moms, they're not always wrong.
Okay. Yeah, but in
Thank
this case,
you.
Yes.
Yeah. You're
I understand if I was like actually hurting myself or doing something really bad, but I'm not. I'm not doing that kind of stuff.
You guys, I mean, this is a family thing. Obviously, Jim, your daughter is. I have daughters. I know I'm going to be facing this in a few years. So it looks like you were on Facebook. And it looks like you got a good marriage. You and your wife love sharing stuff on Facebook, too, but maybe not on your daughter's page because that is kind of embarrassing.
Seriously, TMI on my Facebook wall. Like, what?
Hey,
my friends don't need to
you know
do
what?
That.
I'll stay away because you know what? After I'm trying to talk to my daughter on the internet, all her friends started making, you know, pictures of me and little captions and all that. I don't even know what that is.
You're staying blocked. There's no way we're going to be friends again.
I think that's called a meme. They probably memed you. All right.
There it is. That's what it is.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, thanks for coming on, and I think you guys are going to be good. And, Kristen, now that we have a break here, would you like to say anything?
No, she wore me out. I can't. I'm good.
You're listening to the In Case You Missed It podcast, starring Marco and Krista, only on 93.1 Jams.
Station, it sounds like Madtown is 93.1 Jams. We are Marco and Krista. Thank you very much for having us on this morning. It's a Hell to the No Hump Day. Stories of times in your life when you're just like, you know what? Hell no. Yesterday, I don't think I've ever been as mad at a company And I'm going to give you mine here.
Oh, this will be good because I've seen you mad at a company. And it was an airline that we got stuck at in Chicago.
Yeah, no, this is 10 times worse.
Okay.
These are stories of times in your life, recently or not, that you've said, oh, hell no. We want to hear from you. 321-0931. So yesterday, I was going through paying my bills and figuring stuff out. And I see a charge from Dropbox for $9.99. And I'm like, now I use Dropbox a lot, but I don't use the business version. The business version costs money. They have a free version. And Dropbox is basically where you can put stuff, you can send big files to people.
Right.
You get 2 gigs for free. And so I never really go over that, although I've looked at the business thing before. I think I even did the trial a few, you know, like 10 months ago, I did a trial. If you cancel within 30 days, they don't charge anything. And they didn't. And this was like months ago, but I saw this charge. It was just a random weird $9.99. So I'm like, huh. Then I started going through my bank statements, and I noticed for the last 5 months, they've been charging me $9.99 every single month.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, and I'm like, what are these charges? So I go to Dropbox.com, and I start looking for the phone number. And first of all, the phone number, it's buried, but I do find one. And this phone number is one of those things that has like 9 options. If you want to talk to sales, call one. If you want to talk to so-and-so, call two, right? Every one of those numbers ends in, go to the website and check it out.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
No, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I've been through those calls before. Oh, here we go.
We're doing it live.
We're doing it live.
I know people don't believe me. I did this all day yesterday.
Oh, geez.
None of these... It says they'll be recorded for...
This call may be recorded and monitored for training, quality assurance, and business purposes. Thank you for calling the Dropbox Business and Dropbox Enterprise Sales Line.
All right, sales line.
If you are on an existing business account and would like to speak to an account manager about support-related issues or managing your account, please press 1.
All right, I want to speak to somebody.
If you are an admin of your business team, please press 1.
Oh, yeah, I'm an admin.
If you are a non-admin,
I'm fine.
The admin of your business team will have access to a live support team to answer all account-related questions.
Okay.
The contact information for this team can be located in the help tab of their admin console.
Okay, that you need to talk.
If the admin of your
you said talk to somebody.
You can submit a request directly to your support team at dropbox.com/support.
So I did that for 4 hours. There's 10 different menus there.
Sure.
They all just say go to dropbox.com. You cannot get a hold of anybody live at Dropbox. And I got a kid, they're charging my credit card. So it's not like I can just wait. So you have to send them an email. And you have to wait with bated breath to figure out if you can ever talk to somebody live at Dropbox. So
did
you know what
I ever talk to someone?
Hell no.
Oh, no.
To the no.
Oh, my God.
Here's what I had to do.
What?
I had to call my bank, and I had to tell them I had to cancel my business credit card because the only I couldn't get a hold of anybody for 6 hours I tried. And I sent emails. I didn't get anything back. I did the live chat. They didn't know what I was talking about. They kept saying nothing is happening. I'm like, something's happening because you're taking $10 a month for 4 months out of my bank account. So I had to cancel my business credit card, and I had to get a whole new – and that thing is attached to like 5 different companies.
Of course it is.
So I was so pissed yesterday. I cannot tell you. So that would be a fun drinking game for anybody.
Who can get through?
If you can get through to Dropbox and a live person, you are the winner.
Hell no.
Woo!
I'm so mad.
No, hell to the no.
Well, you know I love you, so now I'm going to have to get a hold of them.
I'm telling you what, I have never been so mad as I was yesterday trying to get a hold of stupid Dropbox. 321-0931. Let's get to Laura. Laura, thanks for holding. We appreciate that.
Hey, no problem.
So it's a hell of a no hump day. What do you want to get off your chest here this morning?
Well, this is definitely just a domestic drama, but it happened 3 days ago, and I'm still cleaning up the horror.
Ugh.
It was my daughter's birthday, and she really wanted to blow out the candles on her cake herself, and I didn't think it was a good idea. And she's a fierce child, and she was just like, I'm going to do it. So... of course, she won that battle because it was her birthday.
Sure.
And she blew with like a hurricane, like a child hurricane, and somehow sprayed wax not just all over the cake, also all over our brand new dining room table, but somehow, and no one really knows how this happened, all over the chairs and all over the floor and onto her small friend.
Her small friend. Oh, jeez.
Did she blow all the icing off of the cake? I mean, goodness gracious.
Amazingly, that stayed on, but we had to take off a lot of it when we scraped off the wax.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. What about the children?
Of course she started crying.
Yes. Yeah.
So there was, like, there were tears upon tears.
Oh, yeah.
It was...
Children running around with hot wax.
Of high drama.
Hot it wax
burns!
Kids.
My eyes are burning.
Oh, my God. Thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
Bye. Right, poor girl. Poor girl.
Let's get to Mike this morning. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going Hi. Good. It's hey, hell to no hump day. What's your story?
So, I met a chick online. We went out to date, and I go to pick her up, and I find out her parents are loaded to the teeth. Like, oh, this is going to be interesting. Well, after 24 to 48 hours, I figured out why this girl was painfully single.
What?
She is madly in love with me after 24 hours.
Of course she is.
Yeah, but she's rich, dude. Woo! That's a gravy
get
train.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, but how many bells and whistles do you need to say, nope, I got to get out of this crap?
So,
I mean, you start falling in love, and then after 48 hours, you're talking about getting married and kids,
oh
and it's like, whoa.
You're like, oh, hell no.
Oh, honey. Well, listen, you just must be good. I mean, you just have a gift. You have a gift.
No, I'm no Matt Damon here, but that was just wow.
Wow. That's adorable.
Oh, that's awesome.
We should get you a second date.
Yeah.
Yeah. The second date was fine until we went out. I went to launch my pontoon boat. Here's another one for you. I went to launch my boat, and she looks at me with the deadest look in her face and goes, where's the crew to launch the boat?
Where's the crew? What is this, the love
well, she's
boat?
She's rich.
Right, right. I'm like, you're looking at him. I'm right here.
You're looking at him.
That's hilarious, dude.
Oh, my God. That's great. That's great.
Have a good one.
Yeah, bye. Take care, man.
Take care. Bye-bye. Yeah, that was funny.
Where's the crew? Tia, what's up?
Hey, you guys.
Hey, girl.
Hi, honey.
It's a hell of a no hump day. What's making you say, oh, hell no right now?
Oh, man, I'm about to put my bestie, my wifey on blast, man.
Oh, what happened?
Man, last Friday, you know, I thought, let me take a nice bath before I got to go to work because she comes to pick me up. We're all good. I Snapchat her and said, hey, look at me. I'm in my bubbles. She snaps me back and goes, yesterday was my last day. You got to find your own way to work. What?
Well, really? Hell no. What do you mean?
Hell
yesterday?
No. Yeah.
Man, nothing like 24-hour notice.
Yeah.
And I had to be there in 10 minutes.
Oh, that is...
I would just add more bubbles into that, you know, little area of yours and gone right down underneath.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, that's like, oh, you're going to get it for that. You're going to get it.
Oh, yeah. That's fine. Thanks for calling.
You bet. Bye, guys.
All right, see you later. Oh, my gosh.
If it needs something hot. Thanks for listening to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Thank you guys for listening to our podcast.
We absolutely love you. Huggies.
Yes, you can subscribe to it, download it, and love us because we love you right back.
Find all of this and more online at madtownjams.com.
Download the podcast now.